From the headquarters of the American Radio Relay League in Newington, Connecticut, this is ARRL Audio News for Friday, April 22, 2016. This program is produced by the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, and features news highlights compiled from the ARRL letter, found on the web at www.arrl.org. Sitting in for Sean Kutzko, I'm Steve Ford, WB8IMY. The ARRL's new chief executive officer, Tom Gallagher, NY2RF, got down to work on his first day in the office on April 18th by promising to make the league's foundational business processes, quote, rock solid, and, quote, bring them up to state of the art, which members have a right to expect. Close quote. Gallagher, who arrived at headquarters on February 29th as CEO-elect, has now assumed the top leadership post, long held by David Sumner, K1ZZ, who officially retired on April 18th. In late January, all 15 ARRL directors voted to elect Gallagher as CEO and secretary, and Gallagher said he plans to build upon Sumner's legacy. Gallagher said he's seen a lot that's positive, but acknowledged that some issues need attention. He said some resources would be redeployed into areas that need more support to improve or enhance the league service. The new CEO pointed to the recent example of more than 1,000 issues of QST that were lost in transit to members' mailboxes due to a train derailment. Quote, within 24 hours, we knew exactly which copies had been destroyed, and the circulation department sent out replacement copies via first-class mail, he said. That's the kind of world-class service we want to perpetuate. Close quote. QST readers will soon see Gallagher's personal stamp on the monthly editorial, which he's renamed Second Century. While it will be essentially the same format as Sumner's It Seems to Us editorial, quote, the latter belongs to Dave, Gallagher said. Gallagher has also promised to bring a spirit of openness and inclusiveness to bring the enrichment of amateur radio to a wider community. Quote, greater transparency is my guiding principle, as well as that of ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR, and the goals included in the strategic plan approved by the ARRL Board of Directors. Close quote. What you see on the news is only the tip of the iceberg of what really happened as a result of the devastating April 16th earthquake in Ecuador, according to Michigan physician Rick Dorsch, NE8ZULU/HC1MD. Since the 7.8 magnitude quake hit while most people were at home finishing dinner, many people remained buried in the rubble of collapsed buildings, he said. Dorsch and his wife Maria, HC1MM, also a physician, have been assisting with health and welfare traffic via Echolink, which is connected to the Ecuadorian 2-meter repeater network. HF is also playing a role, and radio amateurs have been asked to give 7.060 MHz a wide berth, while the Cadena HCNet handles emergency traffic. Dorsch said some problems have cropped up from DX pileups that have overlapped the net's frequency. While power has been knocked out over much of the affected region, he's witnessing hams all over Ecuador operating from mobile stations, portable stations, and in some cases, from home. Quote, all of the Ecuadorian radio clubs have been on high alert and are helping in search and rescue efforts, he said. It is ham radio at its best. Close quote. A new episode of ARRL The Doctor Is In podcast is now available with the title, Does CW Really Get Through When Nothing Else Can? Sponsored by DX Engineering, ARRL The Doctor Is In is an informative discussion of all things technical. You can listen on your computer, tablet, or smartphone whenever and wherever you like. The podcast team discusses a broad range of technical topics. You can also email your questions to doctor@arrl.org, and they might be answered in a future podcast. If you've never listened to a podcast before, go to www.arrl.org/doctor and look for the Find the Doctor box on the left-hand side of the page. There you'll find a downloadable beginner's guide. National Parks Week is April 16th through the 24th, and National Parks on the Air activity is through the roof. Saturday, April 23rd, offers two events, International Marconi Day and the National Park Service's InstaBeat on the social media site Instagram. People will be posting photos of themselves as they enjoy being in a National Park Service unit using the hashtag FindYourParkInstaMeet, all one word. If you're an amateur radio operator and on Instagram, April 23rd will be a great day to get some visibility for National Parks on the Air on social media. And now with this week's satellite update, here's Bruce Page, KK5DO.
Be one of the first three amateurs to send recorded signal from either of these three new satellites and receive a prize. Send an email to cubesats@ESA, that's E-S-A dot I-N-T, with a recording of the CW beacon, your call sign, reception time of the CW beacon, location, and your snail mail address for a special gift. The prize consists of an ESA Fly Your Satellite poster and an ESA Education goodie bag, as well as a scale 1-to-1 3D printed model of a CubeSat. Launch is scheduled for 2102 UTC on Friday, April 22nd, around the time of the release of this news story. AAUSAT 4, with a downlink on 437.425 MHz, ESTAR 2 on 437.485 MHz, and OUFTI 1 on 145.980 MHz with an uplink on 435.045 MHz. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO, for the ARRL Audio News.
Amateur radio earned high praise following its role in a March 30th to April 3rd Washington National Guard communication exercise sponsored by the U.S. Northern Command. The so-called Vital Connection Cascadia 2016 exercise was aimed at improving interoperability among Department of Defense entities, federal, state, and local first responders, and amateur radio operators. Interoperability was tested on 5 MHz frequencies. The spring drill was a run-up to June's Cascadia Rising Vigilant Guard Ardent Security Exercise. It included voice and data radio and satellite communications, plus video integration from airborne assets. ARRL Western Washington Section Manager Monty Simpson, K2MLS, who is also Washington State RACES officer, said the feedback he's receiving regarding amateur radio participation has been positive. Quote, "The 60-meter band proved to be excellent," he said. "While at the state EOC, I had the occasion to hear a 60-meter conversation that was crystal clear with nearly no noise." The results of the United States 16th National Championships of Amateur Radio Direction Finding, held earlier this month in Central Texas, are now in the record books. Stateside winners of these championships, as well as medalists from the 2015 championships in Colorado, are being considered for Team USA, which will travel to Albania, Bulgaria, for the 18th Amateur Radio Direction Finding World Championships in September. The categories for men over age 40 and women over age 60 already have a full slate of team candidates, according to ARRL Amateur Radio Direction Finding Coordinator Joe Mel, K0OV. He added that uncontested openings on Team USA still exist for younger men and women. A maximum of 3 competitors in each age and gender category may be on a nation's team. Mel said ARDF fans came to Texas from all over the United States to see who was best at finding radio transmitters hidden in the woods. An optional training day kicked things off on April 6th. The next day was devoted to foxhoring, a combination of radio direction finding and classic orienteering on 80 meters. Friday, April 8th, was the formal 80-meter sprint event. Classic 2-meter and 80-meter competitions took place Saturday and Sunday, respectively. Amateur activity around the world will mark the 29th annual International Marconi Day, a 24-hour event held annually to celebrate the anniversary of wireless pioneer Guglielmo Marconi's birthday on April 25, 1874. International Marconi Day is observed each year on a Saturday close to Marconi's birthday, and this year it will be observed on Saturday, April 23rd, with many special event stations on the air, some operating from Marconi-related sites that count as points toward the Marconi Award. Certificates are available for transmitting stations and shortwave listeners. And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors for this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at www.arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright 2016 ARRL, and all rights are reserved. Until next week, I'm Steve Ford, WB8IMY, 73, and thanks for listening.